Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Let me go through some scriptures, and I want to show you how meekness is a blessing in several areas of our life. Let's go over to James chapter 1, and let's look at how meekness relates to the scriptures or to the Word of God. James chapter 1. Verse 21 says this. It says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. So here it speaks of receiving the word of God with meekness. But let me point out something else. In the first part of the verse, he says, first of all, lay aside sin. Then receive with meekness the word of God. See, sin will block out and choke out the power of the Word of God, as Jesus taught in the parable of the sower, that the seed gets choked out because of the cares of this world. So if we don't repent, or we're not turning from sin, the Word of God's going to hit our heart, and it's going to just kind of fall off, be like seed hitting hard soil. But then on top of that, there needs to be a meekness, a yieldedness to the Word of God, a submission, a gentle response rather than, well, who is he to say that? I'm not saying anything to you. I'm just teaching the Bible. I'm not looking at anyone in particular. I'm just going to declare to you the scriptures. And you need to receive the word of God as truth, and it'll be like a seed implanted in your soul, and it'll produce growth. It'll produce healthy things within your life. But if you're proud, oh, I know that. I've taken care of that. I got that under control. Then I don't have much to say to you, or the ministry here is not going to have much of an impact upon your life. There needs to be a meekness. So when we gather publicly together the Word of God, there needs to be a repentance in our hearts from sin, as well as a readiness to receive from God the Word of God as truth, and I'm submitting to it, I'm yielded to the truth of the Word of God. You know, my son is 8 years old, and I am amazed of how smart he is. In 8 years, how much wisdom he has gathered. I'll try and tell him something and say, oh, I know that. Try and tell him teachings, oh, I know that too. He knows so much. I'm afraid when he becomes a teenager, boy, teenagers really think they know it all. And so here at 8 years old, I'm trying to teach him these great truths about life, but he already knows them all. So, you know, there's no headway. That's not being meek. That's being self-confident. I got it together. I know these truths. And that's what blocks out the wisdom that God wants to bring from the Scriptures. So we need to approach the Word of God with meekness, a humility, a submission, no confidence in myself or in my way. What the Word of God says is true. And if we don't, it's not going to have the full impact upon our life as it could have. So in relationship to the Scripture, meekness brings a blessing. Let's focus for some time on, because I believe this is where we live, how meekness impacts relationships with people. Turn over to James chapter 3. That you're in there in the book of James. In verses 13 through 18, he focuses on wisdom, but he also brings out the character of meekness here as well. Verse 13 says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done. Now look at this phrase, in the meekness of wisdom. So you could be wise, but it needs to be also connected to meekness. That you receive wisdom from God, you submit to His plan. So you're not prideful over it, and that you're in control, and you got it all together, but there's a meekness that's there. Let's read on. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking, bitter envy and self-seeking are the opposite of meekness. Meekness allows a person to say something about them, and they don't have to defend themselves. You don't have to get all riled up, and I'm going to, well, I'll show you and get face-to-face, toe-to-toe. No one's going to push me around, and you're asserting yourself. Meekness just says, well, I don't really care what you think. It doesn't matter to me, and you have your opinion. I'm more concerned what God thinks about me, and I'm able to live my life, and I don't have to retaliate because someone said something to me. And now I'm bitter or self-seeking. I have to have my way, my right. After all, I'm entitled to this, and so I got to grab this. See, people that live that way, there's no joy in that. There's no joy in always getting in someone's face and always having to battle and all this hassles and you grabbing for what you have to get. That's not the character of Christ. We see Jesus doing that when they made false accusations about him. And he even submitted to man to the point where he went to the cross. Then he died on the cross as a failure in man's eyes. The Bible says that even worse than that, whoever dies on a tree is accursed of God. So people saw Jesus as being a criminal of the worst sort. He didn't worry about that. He didn't say, no, you guys really don't have it, right? He went, he did the will of God, and he put that into God's hands. And when people lied about him, he wasn't, you know, running around trying to, you know, correct all the issues. There's, again, there's just no blessing in that. There's no peace in that. Self-seeking and bitter envy in your hearts. Do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. That's the world. That's demonic. And it creates even more hassles when you have to assert yourself and assert your rights all the time. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there. So when there's a lack of meekness, it creates, hey, I'm going to show you, and when you do this to me, I'm going to do this twice as hard back to you, and it just stirs up all sorts of conflicts, and Satan's there definitely to feel that. And then it says every evil thing is present there when there's self-seeking or envy. See, the meek person, they don't care. They don't have to have a position. They don't have to have a title. They don't have to be the one seen by everybody and you know, have some big reputation. But when they're self-seeking, man, people are climbing to the top and throwing people aside, and they have to get there. And this creates every demonic and evil sort of thing. And I'm sure you've seen that in the workplace. Unfortunately, it happens in the church. It happens in family situations where people are clawing for their rights and their privileges, and it just creates so much heartache and destruction. But look at verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle. That's close to the term meek. Now look at this next one, willing to yield. When God starts speaking to you and starts giving you wisdom, what he tells you to do is he wants you to yield. And I know it's the Lord when he's asking me to do the hard thing. When he starts saying, you yield to them. I start saying, well, no, I mean, I have the right. This is what I should do. And it's not fair. They've done this. And God says the wisdom that comes from above is willing to yield, willing to submit. Willing to submit to man and promote others. Prefer them more than yourself. To honor them more than yourself. And that's difficult to do. I'd say impossible in our own strength. But it's the wisdom that comes down. If you'll do that, you know what? You will be the one that'll be blessed. Because God will give you a sense of satisfaction, a sense of peace. But if you respond back with, I have to have that spot, that's mine, that's my right, then you're going to have all this turmoil and junk and bitterness in your heart. And the Bible says that that develops a root, it springs up and defiles you. I've always wanted to live my life, be able to go home each night, lay my head on the pillow and sleep, that I'm at peace with God because I haven't forced myself, I haven't done people wrong, I haven't manipulated or schemed or connived and tried to get this. If someone's done wrong to me, I've tried to bless them in return and be at peace with them as much as possible within me. So that's where the blessing is. But I'll tell you what, you're not going to be able to sleep, you're not going to be at peace or blessed when you're always pushing your way and always having to get in people's face. You're going to be all this inner turmoil. And, you know, that's why Jesus is saying it's the meek person. Someone trounces on you, well, you let them get away with it, and you say, well, Lord's going to take care of it. I'm not talking about being abused. I mean, you need to kind of put all this in context and let the Holy Spirit help you apply these situations. But I'm talking when you have to be aggressive and you're always pushing yourself, pushing your reputation, you know, protecting your little kingdom. This is mine, and, you know, no one's going to have it. And, you know, you got to grab for that. The meek person says, take it. I'll step back. I'm willing to yield. And you know what? You'll experience joy in your life because you're not always at odds with people.
That concludes today's study. If you would like tapes of this study or past studies, listen for the phone number that will follow or check us out on the World Wide Web at www.calvarylm.org.